Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 14th of June 2018, and this is the 821st Mole Out Loud podcast. I've come onto Knockloftie on this beautiful, beautiful day, or beautiful, beautiful moment of the day, I'm not sure how it's planning to proceed from now. I'm standing in the area where all those igloo style structures were, those little huts, those shelters, I should call them, I think, created by branches and twigs. And there's only one still standing after those storms a couple of weeks ago. I can see a skeleton of one on another tree and a lot of heaps of twigs and branches around the others. They are really temporary structures and they do come down over time. They sort of sink. They were just rather hurried along that time. I'm heading for my secret walk off track. I'm not sure how far I'm going to go today because I want to also take my bike out and head over to South Hobart for my weekly curry fix. And I don't I feel quite out of condition. I think it's been a week. It's been a week since I've been up here, and then that cycling on Tuesday really almost did me in. But I really need to do a bit more exercise each day, and come up here whenever I can. I am sort of being a bit of a fair weather walker at the moment, and so I've been avoiding wind and not being drawn to do it very much on grey days, although there's really no reason. It's just that it's so much more beautiful when it's clear and the sun comes through at a slant. On the bike ride that I did on Tuesday, there was one chap who has an e-tricycle that is one of those ones that you recline on rather than sit up straight on. And he was saying that he goes out at dawn in the mornings on his bike trike. And takes it along the river and watches the sunrise from that point, and how beautiful it is. I think he lives very much in the right place to do that, going along the water and seeing the reflections there. And I know I used to come up here really when the night was just beginning to lighten up, night sky, and get up here. We'll get about midway before the sun rose. But unless I leave in the dark, I can't really get high enough to get a really good spot for a sunrise. Anywhere that's better than home, that is, because I can see it from my bedroom window. I can just hear a little bit of thumping. I think there's a wallaby somewhere nearby. But when they're still, they're very hard to see amongst the bush. One of the things I'm noticing is that the ground stays damper now for a bit longer. And I'm really noticing at the moment because I think there must be a hole in the sole of my shoe or boot. I can feel that my toe is wet. Oh yeah, there's another thump. I can't see it. I can't see the wallaby. No, it's obviously looking for me whilst I'm looking for it. There's a lot of bark and debris on the path. Somehow I need to remember in my bones what it's like when I get to this point, this quiet point in the middle of the forest, and make sure that I know it when I get up in the morning and really come out, because it doesn't need to be sunny at all. In fact, up here, I think almost the best time is when it's misty, which isn't very often, but it's as if you're absolutely miles away from civilization instead of just up the road from it. I'm going to switch this onto pause for a little while I just wander and ponder. Well, I've come a bit further than I intended. Initially, I'm climbing the hill, and I'm still a bit undecided about whether to climb to this crest and then come down again, or go a bit further. I've got several options, and sometimes I find choices a bit difficult. My first option is to turn onto the main path when I get to the crest of this bit of hill. My second option is, and then to come home, or go home. My second option is to go up to the summit on the main path and come down the zigzag. And my third option is to do the big one, which is the circumference of Knocklofty, which entails quite a lot of up and down walking, whereas the other two, the first one doesn't at all. It means I just come downhill when I get to the top. The second one requires a bit more of a climb and then down. So, decisions. I've been thinking a lot about decision making, and especially with my writing, which is so full of decisions that have to be made. And taking the risk of going off in the wrong direction. I need to keep reminding myself that that is a better option than not going anywhere. And so it's the same here. I'm not going to just stand here at the intersection, although it's a pretty nice place to stand. I'm going to need to decide which one I'm going to do. In fact, I've come to my first point here. And I think I'm going to turn right towards the main path. It's still uphill. It's quite a way to the main path. It's actually a fire trail. But if I take the other route, I'm already beginning to go downhill again. It's quite cool this morning, really. It was about 3 or 4 when I started out, but I've been gradually peeling my layers off. My glove and hat have come off. Now my scarf is going to come off too. It's quite nice to get this cool breeze on my neck. It is lovely. Okay, so I go up this bit and then I've got another decision to make. But I won't let you agonize with me. Although you are now waiting for me to pause you. And my phone won't accept my thumbprint. Perhaps it's because it's been too cold. I don't know, it doesn't feel that way. I did decide to come down the main track, not really because I didn't want to go any further, but because I remembered that a friend of mine had told me about a tree that has a ladder built onto it, and at the beginning of the track that I went up on, and I didn't see it, and I haven't seen it. I've now done that track quite a lot of times, but I wasn't looking for it either, so I thought I'd come down the main track and then just walk along this nice old grassy road to the beginning of the off-track track, the secret track, and see if I can see it. It sort of doesn't look quite right. Checking to see that I've got my my proper glasses on. Sometimes I come out and I'm wearing my reading glasses and it takes me a really long time to notice. But I can't see it. I wonder. No, I think it's quite difficult when you're talking to someone or texting someone to actually describe the exact spot that you are wanting to locate. There are so many different points one could call the entrance. I might just go a little bit further down and see whether it's just lurking somewhere, but I think the tree that she mentioned and actually sent me a photo of had been cut in some places, and this area is really wild. There isn't much in the way of in the way of cut trees. There are a lot of broken trees, but not cut ones. So I think she must be talking about somewhere else. Interesting. Well, I might just have a look at a couple of other places on the way down that might be where she means. Anyway, it isn't a very short walk after all. It'll be about an hour and a half all up once I've stopped, done all these little deviations and a bit of the morning left to do some work before I head off to the other side of the rivulet. I shall look out. If I see it, I will take a snap of it, of this mysterious ladder. If not, I'll have to check with her again to see where she meant. Well, I've had no luck. It does make me realise how much I look at the ground rather than what's ahead of me most of the time. This friend is very, very observant, and she's also really grown up with the bush, whereas I still feel a bit of a stranger to it. She sees tracks and things from miles off and really recognises things. So I will have to ask her again. But what I did see, which was partially because I wasn't just looking at the ground, although the ground was part of it, was a lovely little, I'm loath to call them a flock, but I suppose that's what a group of birds is, of blue wrens. They always hang around in groups, and they're absolutely exquisite. They're just little sort of fluff balls with the males have these vibrant blue tails and wings and faces, and they've got this tiny little squeak. They sound more like mice than birds, and they're very tame. They really come up quite close. They don't all fly off when you come towards them. I suppose they would if you came close, but they stay put for much longer than most birds would. So that was a bit of a treat. I haven't seen a real group of them for quite a while. I'm going to have to think of a good collective noun for blue wrens. I always think of flocks being in the air, that you see kind of flocks in formation in the sky rather than on the ground. Apart from sheep, of course, flocks of sheep are usually on the ground. So I do know that the crows are part of a murder of crows, and that feels quite sort of appropriate, but you certainly couldn't have a murder of blue wrens. I've just come home from doing a bit of work at the cafe. I was getting so sleepy, I thought it would be better if I just came home and had a nap, and I've got home and I've realised that it's actually much later than I thought it was, so there isn't time for a nap. I had rather a late night last night, but I think it's also all this lovely fresh air, walking up on Knocklofty this morning, and chatting to a woman with secateurs out on a gorse hunt. Gorse is the bane of our bush. It kind of grows really quickly here. And there's a great group of people who go and rout it out. And I met some people with a very, very young dog, puppy, and so chatted my way back, actually, after I spoke to you, when I'd just seen those beautiful blue wrens. And then cycling over to South Hobart for my curry fix. And I think having spoken about having decision making and how needing to make decisions on Knocklofty about which way I was going and the decisions that I keep needing to make whilst I'm writing, I found that when I reached the pop-up tent, they had much more on their menu than usual. Usually there's a vegetarian dish and a meat dish and a few other things. But today they had three options there rather than two. And I just decided I couldn't. I decided that I couldn't make a decision. And so I've come home with three different curries, which will really last me until next Thursday, I think. So that was rather lovely, not making a decision, or just refusing to make the kind of decision that I probably feel I should have made. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to engage with whatever is most important to you, that you've had some time with the outside world, either out in it or looking at it, or whatever is inside from the outside. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again on Saturday.